What Did You Wish For? By Salmon Dean 76. Rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. Category is male-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Dean Winchester / Sam Winchester. Characters, Dean Winchester, Sam Winchester, Bobby Singer, supernatural, John Winchester, Jack Klein. Additional tags, Dean Winchester / Sam Winchester, first time having sex. Birthday fluff, birthday sex, protective Dean Winchester. Emotionally hurt Sam Winchester. Love, birthday wishes come true. Pre-series, Dean Winchester / Sam Winchester. Post-series, all the feels. Top Dean Winchester / bottom Sam Winchester. Summary. Sam always tried to make Dean's birthdays special, until he no longer could. But Dean knows a thing or two about bending celestial beings to his will, and he decides that his final birthday wish should be honored. Notes. This was written for Dean's 45th birthday. Dean could still remember when he had tried to explain to a very young Sam why they had candles on the birthday cake, and exactly why you needed to make a wish before you would be able to blow them out. Precocious as little Sammy was, there had been about a million follow-up questions before Sam had helped Dean to blow out all of the 8 candles that had been on his cake that year. Bobby had done his very best with his limited baking skills to whip up a box cake that had been decorated with a tube of colorful frosting. John had sat in the corner, trying to smile, but it came across as more of an annoyed grimace. They had gone to bed that night, in the upstairs bedroom that had been set aside for them, holding each other tight while Sam had sucked on his little thumb. Dean had heard the raised voices coming from downstairs, as Bobby and John had argued about how best to raise the boys. John had driven them away from the sanctuary of Bobby's home early the next morning, a hard look on his face as he headed away from the only stability that Dean had ever felt, at least since that terrible night when John had placed tiny Sam into Dean's small arms and told him to get his brother to safety. Dean missed those days when Mary was still there to try to keep John happy, to bake and decorate a cake for his birthday. She had made a total of 4 cakes for Dean, but he only really remembered the last one. Made almost a year before everything good and wonderful in their lives was broken beyond any hope of repair. The very first time that Sam had attempted to make Dean a cake for his birthday, it had been a near disaster. Dean had come back into the dingy motel room to find Sam covered almost head to toe in flour, broken eggshells on the counter, badly mixed batter still clinging to the bowl, with the beginning hints of smoke starting to pour out of the oven. Dean had grabbed a towel and pulled the semi-burnt cake out of the oven and placed it on the stovetop to cool. Dean had wanted to say something, anything really, but one look at Sam's little upturned face with his quivering bottom lip on full display and his hazel eyes brimming with tears, and it all fell by the wayside. He had thanked Sam for all his efforts and then helped to rip open the foil on the stolen tube of pre-made frosting that Betty Crocker's smiling face assured them would be absolutely delicious. Dean had forced down a single bite of the burnt creation, almost choking on the dry mass, before both he and Sam abandoned it and simply used their wriggling fingers to eat every single bit of the milk chocolatey goodness that was the only salvageable portion of his 13th birthday extravaganza. They had fallen asleep that night, Sam's little head tucked into the hollow of Dean's throat, having absolutely no idea when John might be back, and in that moment, Dean honestly didn't care if he ever returned. Because he had all that was truly important to him, snuggled up close, with his small arms wrapped around Dean's slender torso. He pressed a soft kiss against the mop of chestnut brown hair and pulled Sam in even closer, finally making his wish that they would be together forever. It took Sam a few years, but by the time that Dean's 22nd birthday arrived, he had finally gotten pretty damn good at making birthday cakes, even managing to keep the catastrophe of the preparations to the confines of one section of the shabby motel room kitchenette counter. The end result was something called a wacky cake, which was a recipe that Sam had managed to coax out of the wife of the manager at one of the many motels that they had stayed in over the entirety of their lives. It hadn't looked like any kind of birthday cake that Dean had ever seen before, with its pools of homemade frosting that were slowly soaking into the otherwise rather bland dessert. Sam had arranged the candles so that they formed a double set of twos, and then lit them all. With the lights off, it was almost like they were at a salt and burn in some forgotten cemetery, and Dean had managed to blow them all out in a single try. The almost too sweet frosting had left Dean feeling the need to drink a few extra beers, and that night, when they tumbled into bed, he finally stopped protesting Sam's latest efforts to bring them closer than they had ever been before. Dean's trembling fingers sank into the soft hair that was the shaggy crown that topped Sam's head as he had gently bobbed up and down, taking in all of his big brother that he could. It hadn't taken long, had been over almost embarrassingly quick, as a matter of fact, and then they were snuggled close as the wet spot slowly dried on the front of Sam's boxer briefs. They had spent what felt like hours kissing that night before they had snuggled close and fallen into a satisfied and restive slumber, both having been quite certain that Dean had finally gotten what he wished for that night. On Dean's 29th birthday, Sam had gone all out, not only making a cake, but an entire meal from scratch. The chuck roast was incredibly tender. The smashed potatoes had been mixed with an abundance of milk and butter, and the dinner rolls had a perfect crust on them. Dean had savored every delicious bite, even as he had finally realized why Sam was trying so very hard this year.
"I would do it all over again, you know that. Nothing's more important to me than you."
Sam had swiped at his eyes with the back of one massive hand as he'd been unable to get any words out, but he had gathered Dean close, and before either of them knew it, they were naked and Sam was riding Dean's hard cock as he straddled him on the bed, pulling Dean closer so that they could share an abundance of hungry kisses. Sam's thick fingers threading through the short, dirty blonde hair, helping to keep Dean exactly where he wanted him. Only breaking the kiss once, Dean's thick fingers had surrounded Sam's aching cock and stroked him until he spilled hot between their writhing bodies. They had held each other tight that night, as their fingers had gently trailed over well-sated flesh, neither wanting it to end, but knowing that it would, simply because they had never once gotten what they truly deserved from this life. For Dean's 30th birthday, Sam had dropped all pretenses, simply given Dean 5 minutes to eat his slice of warm apple pie, and then he had drug him to bed, manhandling Dean until he was exactly where Sam wanted him to be. They had fucked for hours, Sam continually reassuring Dean that he loved him more than anything in this or any other world.
"Please don't ever leave me again. I don't think that I could survive it."
The softly pleading words were whispered against Dean's chest, just over where his heart lay. But that wasn't quite right, because he'd given his heart away years ago, to the love of his life, to his darling baby brother. They had latched onto one another that night, and when the dawn finally arrived, they let it pass them by as they began again, neither one ready to surrender this moment just yet. After the trauma that had been all things Gadriel, Dean's 35th birthday had been a somber affair. The bunker had been quiet when Dean arrived back from a beer run, but as he walked into the kitchen to place it into the cooler, he found his Sam in the middle of final preparations for his birthday cake. The multitude of candles had most certainly been a fire hazard, but Sam had prepared with a fire extinguisher nearby, just in case. They had devoured the bacon double cheeseburgers first, then gone into a slight sugar coma after the single slice of cake, and that night, Dean got his wish once more. There had been no fighting, no emotionally overwrought conversations, no harsh words that would merit an apology with the new day. No, it had been just them, coming together as it always should have been and will always continue to be. Dean's 41st birthday hadn't seemed that momentous, not at the time. Just one more year around the sun. Granted, they were in the middle of battling Chuck, keeping Billy at bay, and trying to raise a sometimes soul-free Nephilim, but it didn't seem that out of the norm at the time. Yet Sam had still managed to pull together a quiet evening for them, having gotten Castiel to take Jack out on an excursion that had left the bunker blessedly empty, except for Sam and Dean.
"Come on, blow out the candles, old man."
Sam had smirked as he made his incendiary comment, clearly intending to rile Dean up. It may have worked a little too well, as Sam was soon pinned against the wall, with his pants down around his knees, as Dean just pounded into him, his buttons digging into Sam's back as Dean pressed his lean body up against his little brother as his hips continued to work their magic. Dean held Sam's hands up against the wall as he whispered harshly into his ear,
"Come on, my cock, or not at all."
Sam had sighed as he shifted his hips so that Dean's rock-hard cock hit his sweet spot on each and every pounding thrust. It wasn't long before he was painting the wall with his release, as Dean let loose with one hot silken pulse after another, as he claimed his baby boy in the most fundamental way possible. They had cleaned up quickly and then retreated back to Dean's room, where they spent his birthday night as they always did, holding each other tight. Sam's head tucked into the hollow of Dean's throat, while their arms wrapped around each other and their legs tangled together, as it should be. But that had been the very last birthday that they had been able to celebrate together. And as Sam sat at the kitchen table in the home that he was now living in, staring at the cake that he had baked for his dearly departed brother on what would have been his 45th birthday, Sam had to blink away the tears that were threatening to spill over. Dean had been the only constant in Sam's life, from the day he had been born right up until that terrible night in the barn. Even when they had fought and been separated, they had still always forgiven each other, found a way to make amends and reunite. Even something as normally unconquerable as death had never managed to keep them apart for very long. But it was so incredibly different now. This was the fourth birthday in a row that Sam had celebrated for Dean without the benefit of his brother being there to enjoy it. Sam was now almost the age that Dean had been, and it was almost more than he could hope to bear. He looked at the single candle that adorned the slice of heavily frosted cake as it sank lower, and with a wish, Sam leaned forward and blew it out. Sam ate the sweet ode to better days slowly, trying to understand the appeal, but it remained as elusive as ever. He cleaned up the few dishes and then crawled into bed, preferring to curl around the very last pillow that Dean's head had ever laid upon than to sit alone in the darkened kitchen. Sam had just begun to drift off when he felt it. A gentle caress from a warm hand as it trailed down his spine before it slid between his firm cheeks, a thick finger drifting over to caress his soft pink pucker. Sam drew in a harsh breath as he smelled it, the cologne that Dean had always worn. But before he could turn his head, a strong hand was on his shoulder and he was being rolled and coming face to face with his hero, his love, his everything.
"Hey, Sammy."
The soft words in that gravel-rough voice washed over Sam, and he couldn't help the gasping cry that escaped him as tears sprang up in his hazel eyes. He was left staring into the gold-flecked, leaf-green eyes that he had never thought to see again, at least not while he could still be counted as being amongst the living.
"Dean!"
Sam cried out as he searched forward, capturing the plush lips with their perfect Cupid's bow, the ones that had never once failed to satisfy, the ones that Sam would never be able to forget, no matter how long he might carry on. Tears were streaming down his face as he pulled his big brother closer, as his trembling hands began to run over every single part of him that he could reach, stroking and caressing the freckled cover skin, kneading and helping to mold Dean's body to Sam's own.
"How? What? Why now?"
Sam watched as a rueful smile spread over the face that he had held between his own massive hands, held his breath as he waited for the answer to his question.
"Well, let's just say that Jack owed me one, and he decided to make your wish come true."
Sam thought back to what he had even wished for when he had blown out the candle. He had wanted just one more birthday celebration with Dean, a night when he could show Dean just how much Sam had loved and adored his big brother.
"Well, what are you waiting for? We don't have forever. At least not yet."
Sam drew Dean close as he began to kiss him, as he felt large hands sliding lower, as lubed fingers started to prepare him for what he had thought he wouldn't get again. Sam wanted it to go on forever, but he also wanted Dean to be buried in him immediately, and he wasn't quite certain how to articulate his request.
"Shh, don't worry, baby boy. I got you.
Sam eagerly drew his long legs up as Dean rolled them, and then he threw his head back, bared his long neck, and moaned as Dean's rock-hard cock slowly sank into his wildly fluttering channel. It's home ever since Sam had turned 18. Pressing in deeper and deeper until he could go no further, until he was balls deep in holding himself perfectly motionless. Sam opened his dazed hazel eyes then, looking upon the face of his one true love, a furrow in his brow as he silently questioned,
I love you, more than I could ever say, more than should even be humanly possible. Just know that you'll join me when it's your time, and then nothing will ever be able to separate us again.
Dean leaned down and kissed Sam, soft and slow, his sleek tongue teasing at a deeper joining.
But I need you to live out the rest of your life first. Can you do that for me? Please, Sammy?
Sam could only shake his head yes, willing to promise absolutely anything in that moment if it would just get Dean to move, to carry through with the wicked promise that his hips had never once failed to deliver on in the past.
And who knows? I can be pretty persuasive when I want to be. I might be able to swing this again.
Sam surged up, arms wrapping around a broad chest that he had missed being able to lay his head upon, and kissed Dean with an unquenchable hunger before his hands then slid down to wrap around the perfectly delectable peach of an ass that he had never once gotten tired of watching any time they would walk together. Twisting his own hips as he clenched his inner muscles around the sensitive flesh that was buried so deep within him.
I love you too, but if you don't move soon, I may never forgive you.
Dean's wicked smile was his only response as he drew his legs up and then began to utterly wreck Sam's amazing ass. They spent hours locked together as Dean showed Sam just how much he adored his little brother's incredible body and as Sam let Dean know just how much he had been missed. They spent their very last moments as they always had, wrapped tight around each other, tucked in close, limbs tangled together, words of tender devotion being exchanged freely, just before Dean simply faded away and Sam was left utterly alone, yet again. But the pain was considerably less now because Sam knew what he would need to do going forward. All that was required was to make the same wish again the next year, and the year after, until he and Dean were finally reunited for all time in their mutual heaven, when the pain would finally cease, once and for all. Sam smiled softly as he looked down at the piece of pumpkin pie with its single candle and a dollop of whipped cream, two forks laying on the table beside it. He made his wish and waited, unable to contain the cry of joy as he heard the long-sought-after words once more.
Hey, Sammy.